You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
International success coach and noted author Constance Arnold delivers life-changing strategies through her own spiritual practices, as well as with best-selling authors and experts that she interviews. Think, Believe, and Manifest is specially designed to empower your mind and words to work for you and to bring about a life you've been dreaming of. And now, here's Constance Arnold.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network. I'm Constance Arnold, host of the Think, Believe, and Manifest talk show. So grateful that you're joining me today from all over the world. It is Love Weekend. It is Valentine's Weekend. And I just want to throw everybody a kiss and just wish you all of the love and the best in the world. Well, how are you doing? It is a cold day, sort of, day here in the ATL. For my international listeners, it is Super Bowl weekend. I'm a big football fan, y'all. And just really excited. I am really, really pumped because I'm going to be teaching today. You know, I've been sort of antsy about teaching, and some of you said, I want you to teach more, and you're going to get more of that. So today I'm going to be teaching you on prayer, imagination, and manifestation. Are you tired of praying or feel like you've been praying, but you know, nothing is happening? There's no manifestation. Well, you need to stay tuned. I tell you what, God has really been taking me really deep in the area of manifestation and of imagination. I'm just learning and really adopting so many universal principles in my life. So I'm excited about that. So also we have a young lady, Miss Felicia. Boy, has she had a transformational change in her life. She's going to be sharing just a short, quick story about her own change. And then in part two, after the commercial, I'm going to be coming back really teaching. Get ready for it. Well, this is Valentine's weekend. How are you feeling? Are you feeling loved? Are you like, wow, Constance, I'm in a loveless marriage or a loveless relationship, or I'm in a great relationship, or I am single and I am tired of just being by myself? Anybody ever been there single for? I'm tired of the games that people play. I'm tired of going online, and I'm tired of wishing and hoping and saying that this is my year, but nothing ever happens. Well, I'm inviting you to take advantage of my relationship, a coaching package, and this is where you spend 60 days with me. Not every day, but you're spending 60 days. You're going to receive 3 hourly sessions, and we're going to really get at the core of what is going on with you on the inside. Because we know God's not holding it back, right? Y'all know my core belief was, which I didn't know, was how can I attract someone on my level or higher? It was going to be hard for me to attract. And boy, as long as that was in me, I did not attract love into my life. And so I just felt like, well, you know, most of the relationships I was in, I was the smart one. I was coaching. I was motivating. And I wanted somebody on my level or high. But my core belief, which was deep down in my subconscious, you know, my mentor, Pastor James Powers, helped me to really identify what it was. And it was only with the releasing of that blockage that love had always been trying to find me, but couldn't. And so if you're ready for change, if you want me to help you identify your limiting beliefs, and just the general limiting beliefs is I'm unlovable, I'm undeserving, and who I am is not enough. Now, if I was Beyonce, or if I was, who is a good looking man? If I was Denzel, you know, possibly I could attract somebody. But Constance, I'm just a normal woman. I'm just a regular guy. But really, you attract from the inside out. So if you want to take a look at your paradigms, if you want to invest in taking a look at your core beliefs, your patterns, why do you keep choosing the same partner? Or have you actually shut down your love vibration? Where love is trying to find you, but you're like, man, I've been so hurt. I'm just going to live my life and work. And if it happens, it happens. But no, you attract who you are, not what you want. So if you're ready for real change, I mean, y'all know I like to go really, really deep. That's what we're going to do. Then I'm going to be giving you my book free, my MP3 love affirmations free. Boy, if you don't have that affirmation, you need to get it. And so it's going to be 60 days of really intense inner change, and we know whatever you change on the inside will eventually reflect on the outside. So go to my website, fulfillingyourpurpose.com, take a look at my relationship coaching package, and we can start coaching when? Next week. All righty. All right, everybody, visit me, follow me on social media, Twitter, LOA Constance, Facebook, Coach with Constance. Instagram, Law of Attraction Constance, and YouTube. I have been getting so many response. I've been getting so many great responses from my YouTube and from my social media platforms. Y'all talking about how much you love my new hair. I was long and now I'm short. So you get a different view of me. I do 3-5 minute videos just for you. I give tips of the week. I just did a powerful video on YouTube. So make sure you subscribe, and y'all got to follow me on TikTok. While my followers are increasing. So on TikTok, what I do are just 3-minute how-tos. Three things or three steps to follow the law of attraction. So TikTok is Law of Attraction Constance, and so is Instagram. All right, everybody, we're going to listen to what Miss Felicia has to say. You're going to be blessed and encouraged by her powerful testimony. Well, here I am, everybody, with the beautiful Miss Felicia, who is from the ATL. Hi, Felicia.
Hey, Constance.
And I wanted Felicia to come on and just share her own experience in coaching. What was it like? What was her life like before? And what is it like now? So Felicia, the floor is yours. Go ahead.
Oh, before coaching, I like to block that part of my life out. I was having a lot of the same negative experiences over and over and over again. I think there in my early 20s, someone gave me a book on positive thinking, and that was the first time I've ever heard of such a thing, and about how you could create your own life with your thoughts. So as I, you know, gained that knowledge and started going about my life, yeah, I noticed some little changes, but nothing major. So I was trying to do everything on my own, trying to say the affirmations and what have you, but I was really lacking a lot of knowledge about how the law of attraction really worked. So I would say about 2017, 2018, okay. I started really wanting to kick it up a notch and searching, like, why am I not having some of these transformations and experiences that I'm hearing and reading other people having? So I searched for a podcast or a teacher that could really guide me and let me know what it was that I needed to do to achieve the results that I wanted. And I just happened upon Constance's podcast and really related with her. And so listen, you know, absorbed all of them. I was going back to the archives, but it wasn't until, I would say 2019, I hit this emotional rock bottom where I'm just like, I saw the patterns for what it was in my life, the negative things that kept reoccurring. I knew it was me. I knew it was me. And I wanted to fix it. So at this point, you know, I reached out to Constance and she did agree to work with me. And I started in on the coaching, of course, wanting immediate results and asked her how long until I'm going to be this new wonderful, blessed person. She's quick to let me know it did not work that way. And we had a lot of work to do, a lot of negative blockages and past beliefs that were just so ingrained in me. That whole victimhood, I just kept attracting, you know, circumstances where I would be the victim. Mm-hmm. And then woe is me, woe is me. So I had to break up that cycle and she gave me the tools to do that. And, you know, it's not an overnight process, but after coaching, I can say I'm a whole different person. So my vibration is different. My energy is different. I can tell you in this year alone, I did my goal setting in December. I sat there and wrote out my goals. And in this month alone, I've achieved my weight loss goal. I thought it was gonna take me the entire year. It just so happened that a friend reached out to me and said, oh, you know, I'm fasting this month. You wanted something I never heard of or tried to do. And I just said, okay, let me do it. And I'm at my weight loss goal here before even in February. In addition to that, I had some financial goals, whereas before I would have, you know, what was me dreamed and played the lotto, but now I'm making definitive actions and the universe is kind of answering me back by, you know, I just say my student loans are gone. I mean, I know it's happening for a lot of people, but it's something I never thought what I would see. I thought I would die with that student loan and they're gone. And just other financial breakthroughs where I'm seeing, you know, just seeing the results and noticing my reactions to certain situations are different. And it feels good. So I'm a firm advocate of coaching and I'm, you know, I would tell anybody that is having those same struggles I had, this is the key. Yeah. You get a master coach and, you know, they accelerate your manifestation, they accelerate your learning because you're just going to sit there struggling another 10 years or whatever, trying to learn it on your own. So why not, you know, invest in yourself?
You know, that's nothing but the truth. And Felicia, you have changed. And the good thing about having a professional master's level counselor, like your coach, Felicia, is that I told her she wanted, she said, well, how quick can I get fixed, you know? And I said, oh no, transformation cannot be measured. So we went in and it was not easy. And we dealt with her beliefs, her limiting beliefs, her past experiences, because we know that if Felicia wanted something different, we have to change her paradigms, her heart, her subconscious. And that's what we did. And as soon as that changed, her outside manifestations happened. And it's so, really, go ahead.
It's really a beautiful process when you look back at it. And I'm glad that I took the chance to do it because I'm not a risk taker in that way. I'm very tight with my money, which was another blockage. So I didn't want to, you know, spend the money. Oh, I could do it myself, but I couldn't do it myself.
Mm-hmm. It's investing in yourself. Investing. And I often tell Felicia, you guys know I coach people on five continents. Felicia has, I mean, this woman has gone in and did the deep inner difficult, are those enough adjectives?
Yes.
Felicia, work on the inside, but now she is reaping the harvest. Because if you just try to do the law of attraction from the outside and don't deal with your beliefs, it won't be permanent. So I'm so proud of you, Felicia. Everything I've asked her to do, she does it. Sometimes a little reluctantly, but she'll write it down and she will do it. And so, you know, coaching deals with your past and you have to deal with that. But then, boy, once that debris is gone and your beliefs align with your intentions, the rest is history. So if you're looking for an elite master's level counselor with 30 years experience, and if you're looking for a certified coach, I would love to do a discovery call with you. And you can email me at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com. Me and Felicia, we didn't know we were going to be wearing the same colors, but that's the way we're vibing right now. And so you can email me at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com. Go on my website, fulfillingyourpurpose.com. I got that out. And look at some of my testimonies. And Felicia, I want to say to you that I sense your joy, your peace, your centeredness, you've always been very diligent, very whatever I ask you to do, but you're in a totally different place. And boy, the best is yet to come in your life.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for coming on. Okay, everybody, fulfillingyourpurpose.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Are you ready to live a life beyond your wildest dream? Constance Arnold is a seasoned and experienced professional licensed counselor for 25 years and a certified success life coach and would love to partner with you to create your dreams. She's coached and trained over 10,000 clients on 5 continents and has a proven track record of success. Constance will assist you in getting a clear vision for your life and develop customized strategies, projects, and action steps to begin manifesting your dream. Contact her today at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com and visit her website at fulfillingyourpurpose.com.
Okay, everybody, I'm back. And wasn't that a powerful testimony from Felicia? You know, guys, I have really been in a deep place of study of, I was telling Pastor Powers, of transformation. Oh, by the way, he's going to be interviewing me in March for my 13th year anniversary. Of transformation, of encounters in the spirit and with myself around imagination and manifestation. So I'm going to be teaching you today like the professor that I used to be. So I'm going to be talking about prayer, imagination, and manifestation, or from imagination to manifestation. So essentially, I'm going to be giving you general principles around prayer, imagination, and manifestation. And then I'm going to be giving you insight into imagination. And then we're going to actually walk through what it would look like, give you an example, take you through the exercise of imagination, etc. So like I said, you know, I've always been intrigued by imagination. I've always known it was powerful, but I'm just really tapping into what Neville Goddard said. Imagination is God. So you're going to hear me use God. So if you use universe, source, y'all know what I'm talking about, higher power. So, you know, during my lifetime, I have struggled with prayer. I have tried to make things work. I have begged, I have pleaded, I've cried. But I'm just at a new place about what prayer is. So let me give you just some general information. Okay, biblically, the Bible says that everything is finished. That means that God has already done, they call it the finished works of Christ, that God has already done everything that he's going to do, that in fact, we have all, God has given us all things that pertain to lot, that pertain to life and godliness. So somebody tell me, what does all mean? All means all. What's life? Life is health. You define it: wealth, abundance, family, love, healing, fun, peace of mind. So God has already given us all things that pertain to life and godliness. So when we're praying, are we praying or are we choosing? So I'm going to be going from the quantum world to the scientific world, back to biblical. So the quantum world says all possibilities exist when right now. And it's only when you observe and look at it, or when you decide, I think, or when you focus on, I think I'm going to choose healing. I think that I'm going to choose a job that works from home. So once again, can you see the principle of, at this very moment, look at your clock, everybody. Look at your iPhone, whatever time it is. All, what does all mean? All possibilities, all spiritual blessings are mine now. You choose. So we're not really waiting for God outside of us, or praying to a God outside of us, because we're one with God. We're one with spirit. I love Dr. Wayne Dyer. He talked about how separation was just the biggest lie, that we're separate from God. We're separate from spirit. So most of us have been praying to a God outside of us. But when we talk about prayer and imagination, we're really going inside. So you, everybody say, I am one with a God and one with all there is. Think about that. You're one with the God who made the solar systems. The Bible says you have the mind of Christ. So we're talking about prayer and just the general principles before we even start imagining. So if I'm one with God and I have a problem in the area of health, then I can tap into that universal mind in my imagination and get all the answers that I need. All right. So everybody say, I'm one with God and one with all there is. And so really, you are a God in the earth. You're not praying to a God outside of you. That's why Neville Goddard said, your imagination is God. And I'm going to explain that a little bit more. Don't be afraid of that. I didn't understand that for a while. So that means that whatever you want to change, whatever you desire is where? On the inside of you. Creation begins in two places. It's where? Inside and then out. We know that if you want anything, you need to go inside first. Because the truth is, whatever you believe all day, think about, behold, feel, we know that your emotions, when attached to your imagination, are just so powerful. I'm going to get to that. So whatever you think about, dwell on, feel, imagine, talk about, self-talk, that's what you're going to manifest. But what if you decided, I want health. And you begin to imagine, feel, dwell on, behold, see yourself outside running with your children. See yourself at your ideal weight. See yourself going to the doctor's office and he's like, oh my goodness, I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it. One of my clients said that to me the other day. So prayer is not begging. What you're really choosing, what you desire. Because once again, what God is already giving us all things. You might realize that wealth is your birthright. What do you desire? Do you desire business? Do you desire to work for the government and invest your money in real estate? You choose what you want. So if you want any change on the outside, where does it begin? On the inside. And so everything in the universe, this is how powerful you are, everybody. You're not a victim. Bends and shapes to your own I am-ness. Oh my God. So everything in the universe, everything bends and shapes to your thinking, to your believing, to your imagination, to your emotions, to your self-talk. So Constance, are you saying that if I change my thinking, my imagination, my emotions, and my beliefs, that turns into my I am-ness? Because whatever you're doing on the inside, that's your I am-ness. And whatever your I am-ness is what you're going to manifest. Think about that. I'm still general. So start to dwell on and think about, what do you want? What do you want your life to look like? What is your I am-ness? What do you think about most of the day? What are you talking about? What are you feeling? What are you looking at? Because whatever that is, all creation bends, molds, and shapes itself to whatever you're truly feeling on the inside. Oh, Lord, have mercy. I ain't even got to the good part yet. This is so good. So really, your I am-ness is God. It's the God within you. And so you can tell what you've been really thinking about, feeling, imaging. I told somebody, they asked me about a vision board. I said, I believe in vision boards, but what has happened is people have not put that vision board in their heart. So imagination is what is first in your thinking, in your mind, but then you deposit it in your heart, in your spirit, in your subconscious, in your core being. And boy, once those two are coherent, your mind and what's in your being, bingo, manifestation. And so what do you want? What do you want your life to look like? I mean, if you could have, be, and do anything, what would that look like? I talked to Pastor Powers. He's such a good coach. He called me, he mentor for me. He called and he just said something. He said his pastor, he's a pastor, but he has a pastor. His pastor taught on how to think big. So that's what I'm asking you to do. Even before we get to imagination, what do you want? Just write it down. You don't have to know how. Just begin to think about it. Okay. What do you want to experience? Do you want an easy life? What do you desire? So, you know, so when we get to the imagination, I think it was Einstein who said, imagination is more powerful than knowledge. What does that mean? I think it means that a lot of people got knowledge. But boy, when you put that knowledge in the form of images down on the inside of you, the miraculous can happen. So begin to see yourself. Before I get to that, what would bring you joy? What would make you happy? What would make you feel delightful? You know, God wants to give you the desires of your heart. And in the Bible, it says, pray. When you pray, God hears you and he answers your prayer. Why? So that your joy might be full. So God is interested in joy. The three highest vibrations: love, joy, gratitude. Do you live in those three vibrations most of the time? Or are you in worry, anxiousness, what else? Fear, lack, not enough. Because the truth is, remember, you are a God in the earth, and whatever you call, whatever you say it is what it is going to be. All right. So that's the foundation. So let's talk about imagination. And then I'm going to really show you how to really bring that into your life. So we're always imagining in our minds right now. A lot of people say, I can't use my imagination. You use it all day long. If I say, I want you to go to store and I want you to get me some grapes. I don't want green grapes. I want Concord black grapes. And then I want you to get me some apples. I don't want yellow apples. I want red, delicious apples. So you see how just with me explaining that in detail, you begin to get pictures in your mind. I think I was talking about the vision board. And what I said was a lot of people have the vision board, but they haven't taken that vision board and planted it on the inside. And a vision board is a great beginning. But take that picture and begin to imagine what? I have this now. This is mine when? Not now. I mean now. Okay? And so imagination is so powerful because whatever you imagine, like Einstein said, he said a lot of folk got knowledge, but they haven't taken the time to become one with their imagination. So your imagination is literally God himself on the inside of you doing the work. So I'm gonna explain that. So I want you to get clear about what you want. What do you desire? And you know, Dr. Joe Dispenza said that most people get up every day thinking and feeling the same thoughts and expecting a different kind of day. But he said, could it be that you could have a bright, bold vision of your future and bring it into the nowness of your life as if it was already yours? You're not hoping. You're not even praying for it. You're not praying because, as I said at the beginning, God has already given you all things. I will say this, and I'm going to use myself as an example. The example that I use, this is how I pray. We're talking about pray, imagine, manifest. So let's just say right now I'm in the middle of, which is the truth, I'm in the middle of redecorating my home, my interior decorating. He said, Constance, your vibration has changed. So we are changing up your home. This has to go. This picture is no longer you, etc. And so I said, okay, you have to find a truth. The first thing in using your imagination, I believe, is finding a truth that's going to be your foundation. So my truth was, God has already given me all things that pertain to life and godliness. So that means all of the new furnishings in my home, God has already given them to me. So if somebody gives you something, what are you going to do? You're going to say, thank you. So what I've been doing is, thank you, Father, that you've already given me all things. Thank you, Father, that I have the wisdom, and Greg, that's my interior decorator, he has the wisdom and the knowledge from my home. Thank you, Father, for my beautiful home. What am I doing? I am thanking God. I'm beginning to see, because Greg told me, we're getting rid of these plain walls, Constance. We're going to do accent walls. So he said, this is the color. I'm looking at one now. We've already done one in my office, and it has literally changed my office. So I prayed, I found the scripture or the truth. And then what was the first thing that I began to give thanks for? Thank you for the new design of my home. Thank you that people are going to love it here and just love the gatherings. Thank you for the beautiful colors. Thank you that I have all the money I need for the new paintings and the new furnishings. So what am I doing in advance? I am thanking God in advance for something that hasn't happened yet. I chose what I wanted. What did I choose? I chose to redecorate and redesign my home. So then I'm beginning to imagine. I imagine people coming in and saying, oh my God, this is so beautiful. In the subdivision I park in, people would have to park at the clubhouse because we don't park on the street. I see the cars going to the clubhouse in my imagination and people walking up the sidewalk. I'm looking out of the window. What am I doing? I'm saying, thank you, God. So I am living that now. That is already true in my mind. And remember, whatever image you hold, whatever you dwell on, think on, the entire universe bends and shapes and molds it into your life. So what would bring you joy? Don't hold back. The Bible says, ask and you shall receive. You know, and it's inside first. Would it be to attract love? What would your life look and feel like in your mind? Because you live it first. Where? In your imagination. So let's talk about money. I heard a story recently. Remember, you don't have to know how. I heard this story of this one guy, two stories. So number one, what's the first thing? Get clear about what you want. And then the second thing is to begin to imagine you're going to find a truth. Let's just say the truth is wealth is my divine right. Wealth is my divine birthright. Or it might be money comes to me easily and effortlessly. That in 2022, I manifest easily. Whatever it is, you're going to find that truth. And then this guy wanted, he wanted to manifest 30 acres of land. Didn't have a job, didn't have any money. Sounded like that he may not have had great credit. But he and his wife, they got clear about what they want. They found a scripture in the Bible that they could relate to. God, I just thank you that you've already given me all things that pertain to life and godliness. You said that you would give me the desires of my heart, etc. And they begin to imagine and feel themselves walking on these 30 acres. I guess they saw deer and other animals. They can hear their feet crunch on the grass. They looked up at the beautiful blue sky. They were sort of isolated, no houses close by. They saw themselves sitting on the front porch. I think they were in a trailer, if I'm correct. So every day, in the mornings and in the evenings, that's what they did. So we know that the theta state is the state of calmness or vibration just before you go into deep sleep. And just when you wake up in the morning, and studies have shown that if you visualize with emotion as if you have it now, that's the most powerful time to really meditate and see yourself already having it. So they did it for like five minutes in the morning, 5 minutes in the evening. They were like grateful and they were emotional. Every day they had a different scene. They had a scene of a planting a garden. You see what I'm doing? So they were grateful. God, thank you for this. Thank you that we're going to be able to invite people on and have big picnics here. So somehow he went to another city with a friend. Didn't know anybody there. He hadn't even told his friend. I'm believing for 30 acres. Somehow they went over this guy's house. This guy just said to them, hey, you want 38 acres? He said, I'll give it to you. The man was shocked. What caused that? His imagination. Because when you are really holding, you ever taken a picture and they say, hold it, stay right there. Hold it, hold it, hold it. And then they click the picture. You are holding it. You're laying hold of what you want in your imagination. So when you are down on the inside in your imagination, I have no idea what this is. Okay. When you are down on the inside in your imagination, somebody just called me from Skype, in your imagination, that is God down there co-creating with you. So what are the chances? All this couple had to do was hold the image with emotion, not knowing how. And you know, I know that sometimes your mind may vacillate, just simply bring it back. It's my understanding they only did it for like 5 minutes. And so they turned away from appearances, you know, maybe when they got up in the morning, They were like, how in the world am I going to manifest 30 acres? And so the interesting thing is the Bible says, whatever you imagine, whatever picture you hold with emotion, whatever you dwell on, behold, think on, and you hold it, you lay hold of it. Day 20, day 21, you have it now. So every day with gratitude and joy, what would bring you joy? Let's just say you want a new job. All right. So you're going to get clear about what you want. What would bring you joy? What would make you happy? And then you're going to find a truth. You know, God has already given me all things. It's God's desire. It's God's will to give me the desire of my heart. I have the perfect job to live my best dream, whatever that truth is. After that, what are you going to do? You're going to begin to imagine yourself already having, being, and experiencing that new job win now. And so it's going to look like this. You go in and you say, guess what, baby? I got the promotion. And he's going to say, oh my goodness. And the kids are going to come running in the kitchen and you are so grateful. Now, this is in your imagination. You are so joyful. You are so thankful. You're holding that image. The next day, you may imagine yourself receiving the email. Dear Mary Jane, we're happy to announce that you are the candidate that has been chosen, and you're going to see yourself saying, oh my God, I'm so excited. Because remember that it's your imagination backed up with real emotion. And when you hold that, and when you feel that, and when you know that, you don't have to know how. God is deep down on the inside making things work for you. Remember earlier I said whatever your I am-ness is, your I am-ness is what you think about, what you feel, what you self-talk, and what you imagine. But neuroscientists are saying that your imagination is the most powerful a tool that you can use in order to manifest. So everybody got that? You're defining what makes me happy, what brings me joy. Let's talk about health. Maybe right now you might be overweight, you might not be feeling great, you might be on a lot of meds. You know, decide what do you want? What does the Bible say about health? You know, that Jesus has already healed you. What's another mantra that you can use? I am healed, whole, and have a wonderful sense of well-being. I'm youthful, energetic, and full of vitality. So those are your foundational truths. Then you begin to, so you're not praying, oh God, please heal me, because God has already done everything. Remember, in the quantum world, everything is already done. There are all possibilities. You choose. So you begin to choose, I choose health. And then let's just say one, you begin to imagine on the inside. Oh, thank you, Father. So some of you may have a hard time with imagination, and people who have a hard time, I say, begin with just speaking. And as you speak, you begin to imagine. So I'm going to use speaking here. You may say, oh, thank you, Father. Thank you for renewing my health. I'm so happy and grateful and joyful to be able to walk up steps at work. I'm so grateful that I just have renewed energy and new vitality. I'm so happy and grateful for that new nutritional weight release plan. Thank you so much. You see yourself outside playing with your children as they play kickball. You are in such great shape. You are you're running, trying to catch the ball. Everybody see that? So as you are imagining that happening to you right now, God is down on the inside of your imagination, because imagination is God helping you to create that. The next day, you may see yourself going into your doctor's office, and you walk in there and he says, sir, what are you doing? You look amazing. Your blood pressure is normal. Let me take you off of these pills. Wow, your cholesterol is cut in half. I had a client who told me that the other day. And he said, wow, I'm giving you a clean bill of health. Everybody see that? So just before you go to bed at night, every day, and I'm going to say a couple of times a day, you can go on YouTube. They have a meditation music that'll put you in the theta state sometimes during the day. One day this week, I allowed myself to have a real stressful, demanding day. It didn't have to happen, but I chose it. I just had so much to do. And I just went on YouTube and they got some theta music, a meditation music that just calms you down. And then I calmed down and I just saw, I was visualizing my house. I just saw it. I saw how happy I was. I saw, I love social events, everybody. At one time I would have like 50 to 100 women at my house quarterly. I saw people coming in, eating, and it was wonderful. And people were like, oh, your house is so inviting. And so you see what I did during the day, I put myself in that theta state so that I could begin to imagine and feel. So you're grateful, you're joyful, you're imagining it is mine now. Because remember, whatever you observe on the inside is going to happen in the physical world. You know, in quantum physics, it says whatever you observe, you create. What are you looking at? So you're going to intentionally, with your imagination, decide what you want, find a truth that you can stand on, see and feel yourself already having the thing, the manifestation, that experience. You are grateful for it now. You are joyful. You're going to imagine yourself already with that manifestation prior to it even having any signs that it's real in the real world. And let me speak about the real world. Somebody said, well, Constance, you got to deal with reality. Reality is what you believe in your consciousness. Oh, I'm teaching today, y'all. So reality is what do you believe in your consciousness? And so begin to observe, think about only what you desire. I have it now. See yourself already enjoying it. Be thankful for it, that it is really real. You're not pretending. So let me tell you about this study that I heard the other day. So this scientist took men, I think they were like in their 70s or 80s, and they were sick. One guy was on a cane. One guy was, you know, their knees were bad. You know, they just were not well. So they put them in this hotel that they had designed to be, I'm not going to say a hotel, but they designed a place like it was 1959. And they told everything in the room was 1959. And they told them, you need to go back to whatever age you were in 1959. And that's all you're going to talk about. They had black and white TV, newspapers from 1959. And so their rooms were decorated. They wore clothes that were back in 1959. So they were living in their imagination back in 1959. So, you know, of course they had them hooked up to computers and all of that stuff. So they took their vital signs before they went in. Did you know they had them to play ball, like whatever age they were in 1959? Did you know that after 4 days and they took the vital signs of these men, that arthritis had left one man, another man had thrown away his cane, another man who came in, knees were hurting, they were not hurting anymore. Why did that happen? Because for those 4 days, they were in their imagination. We are back in 1959. So I'm just going to say, man, I'm really don't have enough time. Whatever you observe and see on the inside, you can have it. So praying is what? Getting clear about what you want. Then finding the truth that you can have it. Begin seeing, feeling, imagining that you have it now, because God said he's already given you all things that pertain to life and godliness. All means what, everybody? It means all. And then you are grateful. God, thank you so much. You are grateful before you see any evidence of it. You are joyful. Your imagination is backed with emotion. I guarantee you, if you are consistent, you turn away from appearances, while you're in your imagination, the spirit will give you, no, you need to do this. You may get little hints of different things that you can do. If you hold that picture, if you believe that picture, I guarantee you, your manifestation will come to pass. Wow, I didn't have enough time, but everybody understand where I'm coming from. So everybody, share this with someone. Listen to this over and over and over again. And the last thing I'm going to say is what the Bible says. It says that whatever you imagine will not be withheld from you. And I'm going to say, whatever you imagine and believe, you will manifest. Have a great week, everybody.
Thank you for listening to Think, Believe, and Manifest. Constance Arnold will be back next week with another great show just for you. For more information, please visit fulfillingyourpurpose.com.